Random House Audio presents For the Relief of Unbearable Urges by Nathan Englander. Read for you by Susan Deniker, Paul Michael, and Arthur Morey.
The 27th Man. The orders were given from Stalin's country house at Kuntsevo. He relayed them to the agent in charge with no greater emotion than for the killing of kulaks or clergy, or the outspoken wives of very dear friends. The accused were to be apprehended the same day, arrive at the prison gates at the same moment, and, with a gasp and simultaneous final breath, be sent off to their damnation in a single rattling burst of gunfire. It was not an issue of hatred, only one of allegiance. For Stalin knew there could be loyalty to only one nation. What he did not know so well were the authors' names on his list. When presented to him the next morning, he signed the warrant anyway, though there were now 27, and yesterday there had been 26. No matter. Except, maybe, to the 27th. The orders left little room for variation, and none for tardiness. They were to be carried out in secrecy and, the only point that was reiterated, simultaneously. But how were the agents to get the men from Moscow and Gorky, Smolensk and Penza, Shuya and Podolsk, to the prison near the village of X, at the very same time? The agent in charge felt his strength was in leadership, and gave up the role of strategist to the inside of his hat. He cut the list into strips and sprinkled them into the freshly blocked crown, mixing carefully so as not to disturb its shape. Most of these riders were in Moscow. The handful who were in their native villages, taking the water somewhere,